All right, this is April 8th, and the topic this month is joy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. I hope that everyone is starting to allow that to sink into their consciousness. We're going to talk about joy tonight and where joy comes from and how you bring that up from inside of you. But unless you know that you are a god or a goddess in the making, that you have this god pattern inside of you that you can draw on, that you can use, then all your affirmations, all your treatment work, prayer, whatever you're doing, is not going to hold for you. And it's going to be sporadic. And you don't want your life to be sporadic. This teaching, and you'll hear me say this many times, teaches that illness of any type is not necessary. Upheavals, emotional or mental, are not necessary. And if you don't know that, if you don't know that you are God in the making, you're going to allow the world to convince you that these things are necessary, that you're going to have these emotional ups and downs, that you're going to have all this conflict in your life. You do not need that. It is not necessary. You are patterning yourself after the world and not after the divine. And what we want to do is learn to think like God. We want to be able to move our consciousness up to a higher level. The world teaches us that there are two ways to look at things. Either it's yes or it's no. There is always a third way in life, and that third way is always going to be a God way. And you must move up to God. The other thing is to move up, when we move up in consciousness, is to be able to stay there. You have to be able to stay on a high level of consciousness and not allow the world or your own thinking to pull you back down all the time. When you let your mind run your life for you, you are not going to find joy. You are not going to find fulfillment. You are not going to see the world the way it really is. You're going to think that it's a difficult world, that it's an awful world. And it is not an awful world. It's a wonderful world. Your mind makes it what you want it to be. So you have to be able to control your thinking. You have to be able to see things differently. The wonderful statement in the Bible is, you are changed by the renewal of your thinking. You must renew your thinking. And if that happens daily, hourly, whatever, you have to be able to do that. Because it's your thinking that is bringing everything into your life. We call that thinking, stinking thinking. So don't do that to yourselves. Now, with that said, we'll start with this affirmation. Andy, do you want to start? And we'll go this way this time.
I am the full expression of God's love. Just as God is love, so am I. I am love.
I am the full expression of God's love. Just as God is love, so am I. I am love.
I am the full expression of God's love. Just as God is love, so am I.
Now, if I waited for the lay people, it would be here till Wednesday.
That's right. Forget about
it. It was her birthday. I'm the full expression of God's love. Just as God is love, so am I. I am love.
I am the full expression of God's love. Just as God is love, so I am. I am the
feel the expression of God's love, just as God is love, so I am love.
I am the fullest expression of God's love, because of God's love, so am I.
I am the full expression of God's love. Just as God is love, so am I. I am love. This is a very important little statement, affirmation, whatever. And why is it so important? Because it says, I am the full expression of God's love. Not a partial expression. You see what happens with most people? We can say, I'm an expression of God. You've often heard people say, you've heard myself say, I'm an expression of God. But your mind only hears your expression of God. Then it says, yes, that's true, but you're also da 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 da. You must know that you're a full expression of God. And this God that we talk about is love. Love and God are exactly the same thing. So what we want to learn is that we are always whole and complete and perfect, regardless of what's going on. We are whole and complete and perfect. We are full expressions of God. Therefore, we are filled with God. And that is all that we are filled with. Is this thing called God. When I was a child, I'm sure we had an expression that said, people would say, I'm going to beat the devil out of you. You may have heard that when you were a child. A parent or something would say, I'm going to beat the devil out of you. But the devil's never in you. You're a full expression of God. This thing called the devil, we never even talk about. But when we were a child, people said, oh, so you went around, and you probably still do, thinking that there's some little thing wrong with you, there's some type of evil inside of you and all. That's an impossibility. You're a full expression of God. But what else did we learn when we were a child? What I learned was, we're going to pound God into you. So we're going to beat the devil out of you, but we're going to pound God into you. Regardless, you're going to be pounded, pounded, pounded. We don't pound God into us. We're already God. You've got to get that through to your mind, to your thinking. You are already God. Now, why else is this so important to realize? It's so important to realize because, first of all, let me back up just one moment. You've often heard me say this. The mind always keeps you from hearing what you need to know. All the people that are missing tonight needed to hear this, and they're not here. And I know who those people are. One other time, I gave two talks, and the people that they were made for missed them. They didn't come. They had been coming and coming and coming. As soon as I decided to give that talk, they didn't know that. They didn't show up. We live, move, and have our being in mind, in the mind of God. It hears everything. It knows everything. Your mind, this little ego part of your mind, is contained within the mind of God. It can't be contained anyplace else. But it keeps you from doing that. Have you ever been to a lecture and as soon as the man starts to tell something important, somebody has to go to the restroom? They get up and leave? Do you ever look around an audience and the man is just about to reach that important point which you've been hoping all day that he was finally going to tell you why you were there, and you look out and people have nodded off to sleep and they miss the whole thing? Your mind will keep you from hearing what you need to know. Remember that. It will keep you. So anyway, back to this expression. Why is it so important to know that you are a full expression of God's love? Because 10 to 1, you people, and myself included, when I say people, I'm including myself in this. You want something. You have a desire. You want to make a demonstration. You do an affirmation. But you think you're lacking something. You think you're lacking something. If you think you're lacking something, your affirmation is never going to work, nor is your demonstration going to come to you. Because you're living in lack. You're living in want. You can't do that. You have to know that you have everything, that you are a full expression of God. So what does that mean? That means if you have a desire, you must have the ways and means to make that desire come true. This thing called God is not capricious. It wouldn't give you something and then take it away from you before you could have it. So you have to know that. You have to know that the gift has already been given. The gift has already been given. Now this idea of filling your life with joy, and that is up to you. You have to do that. You know, this thing of pounding things into you. You're never pounding anything. You know that's what's wrong with our educational system. They want to pound facts and figures and everything into you. They think that you're a blank slate and they can fill that slate up. To educate means to draw from. You have everything inside of you. So you must draw it from you. So what, here again, we look at this. You come to lectures, you go to churches, you go to everything, thinking that something will be added to you. Nothing is ever going to be added to you. You're a full expression of God. You have to draw that out of yourself. You have to draw it out. You already have it. You see? And we're always thinking we don't have something, that it's on the outside of us and we're looking for it somewhere. You see? We're looking for love in all the wrong places. Love, joy, everything that you want is inside of you. It's inside of your thinking, inside of your consciousness. There is nothing on the outside of life. The big mystery there is, the big thing that happens to us is we get convinced by the world. We get convinced by appearances. And we think that it's on the outside of life. It's on the outside of life. I want this. I want money. How many times have I said to you when we want something, you're always looking for the byproduct. Life, the byproduct comes by itself. People think that I teach positive thinking. I do not teach positive thinking. Positive thinking is a byproduct of this teaching. It comes as a byproduct. You want money, but you focus on money. Money is a byproduct of your thinking, a byproduct of your consciousness. You must stretch your consciousness to where you have a consciousness of abundance and prosperity. Well, you make a treatment, and then you make a treatment why you are having a consciousness of lack and limitation. Because you say, I don't have it. You say, I don't have it. You must know that you already have everything. And you start from that consciousness that you already have it. If you know that you're a full expression of God, that you are God's in the making, that you have the same mind of God that God has, you're using God's mind, there's no other mind to use, then you have to know what all I have to do to get what I want in life is to make my mind, my consciousness, accept the fact that I am one with this thing called God. And that's the step that is left out of most teachings. It's certainly left out of The Secret. The Secret never tells you that. It tells you everything but that. So the whole idea is to know that you are one with this thing called God, and then to start loving. That is why it says here, I am the full expression of God's love. Just as God is love, so am I. I am love. Now you start with the idea that you are love. You're not looking for love. You're not trying to get love. You have to make your being love. You make your being love. You see? It's a completely different thing. You just become love. Love is the only power that there is in this universe, the only power that can overcome anything. See? It's a wonderful thing. Love casts out anything unlike itself. And if you love yourself, nothing can stay inside of you. Love casts that out. So if you're feeling bad, if you're feeling poorly and all, sit down and start love yourself. You cannot fall into depression. You cannot fall into sadness and so forth while you're loving yourself. Because this thing, this power called love, will not coexist with anything else. It cannot coexist. So fill yourself with love. Start to feel love inside of you. Start to feel that. Close your eyes a moment. And just say to yourself, I am a full expression of God's love. Full expression. And start to feel that inside of you. Start to feel love welling up inside of you. And let that love take over every fiber, every cell of your being. And just feel that love. And know that that love is all around you. And it's coming up through you. It's coming up through you. And then say to yourself, there's nothing wrong with me. I am whole. I am complete. I am perfect. I am the loving expression of this thing called God. I was created from love. Therefore, I must be love. And if I am love, I am going to radiate that love out from myself. I am going to start to love everything that's put in front of me. The Native Indians say, love all your relations. Love all your relations. What does that mean? That means love everything. The trees, the plants, the birds, the animals. Everything. All your relations. Love them all. And start to see and feel that love all around you. And then, along with that, comes that wonderful experience of joy, of happiness, of fulfillment, of just being. Not doing anything, just being. And then when you get yourself centered in that love, do your affirmations. Do your treatment work. Do your treatment work. We don't do affirmations to make something true. We do affirmations because it is true. Because it is true. You're just recognizing what is already there, what is already true for you. So before you start anything, your day or anything, before you ask for anything, center yourself in this love. Center yourself in it. And then go from there. And know that you are always whole and complete and perfect. That there is nothing wrong with you. When your mind tries to play tricks on you, don't allow it. Do not allow it. Just be love. Just be love. You can come back when you're ready. Now, I said earlier that there's no necessity for all these little things that we think life is. I was in Tucson with my aunt. 92. She received me. She looked absolutely elegant. She was dressed to the nines as always, as I always remembered her. She made cookies for me. She was just wonderful. But she's 92 years old, and she has a problem. She has a problem. And the problem is, she's estranged from her children. She's estranged. She has no idea why. And I'm not about ready to get into it. But it's dysfunctional. What I'm trying to say is, at 92, you should have no problems whatsoever. At 32, you should have no problems whatsoever. At any age, you should have no problems whatsoever. If you know that you are a full expression of God, you cannot have a problem. A problem may present itself, but you have to look at that problem squarely and say, I'm a full expression of God. And the problem must go away. But you dwell on the problem. You dwell on what's outside of you instead of dwelling on what's inside of you. You have to keep that inside of you. Yes?
I don't know why it's coming up for me, but it never has before, because I get the feeling. But how can you define love? Is someone racing or is it
love? You cannot define love. You see, for ever since man's been on this planet, man has tried to express love. You express it through songs, you express it through this, you think it's that. Love is not a feeling. Love is a being. It's a being. You just feel. You just be love. You just be love. And just make up your mind to be love. You see? But we want to say that's the mind. Wants to say, oh no, you have to feel this way. You have to do that. They have to be nice to me. And then I can love. You know. I'm not telling you. Don't. People can be mean and hateful to you. That doesn't mean anything. You just stay in love. You just stay in love, you see. It's watching always the movements of your mind. The movements of your mind. Now, if the daughter was there with the mother, and I could have gone through all this, but I wasn't into a therapy session with them, and it was none of my business. I loved them just the way they were. They will figure it out or they won't figure it out. But what I'm telling you, don't allow yourself to do that. Don't allow those things. It's not necessary. We think it is.
Question. So you didn't interfere. Do you wait for someone to ask for your advice?
Absolutely. Otherwise, it's malpractice.
Okay. So that's, so say we're trying to help our loved ones.
Oh, bullshit.
Is it best just to shut your mouth and let them come to us instead of
the only thing you can ever do is be love. And love will melt everything around you. And they will see that and they will feel better. The idea in life is to be a peacemaker. Once peace can come, then love can come. But if you start to correct somebody, how do you know what's going on there? You see? You can't. You take care of yourself. You set an example. And then let them follow it. If they wish. If they wish. You see, we're not here to save the world. We're not here to save other people. We're here to bring ourselves to the self-realization that we are gods in the making. That is what we are here for. We love those people. You must always love what's in front of you. You must always love everything. But you see, the world says you must correct something. You must change it. You see. You can't change anything. Give that idea up that you think you can change something. You cannot change anything except your thinking. The only thing that you can change by the renewal of your thinking, by the renewing of your mind, you change yourself. When you change yourself, the outside world changes. But if you want to get into the mess that's there, it'll just make the mess worse. You see? So you just love those people. Love anything that's coming into your life. Love anything. Know that you're always whole, complete, and perfect. You are God in the making. Not pounding the devil out of you, and you're not pounding God into you. You are already God. Remember how many times that I say this. God is not in you, like a raisin in a cookie. You are in God, like a wave in the ocean. Actually, most people want to find, oh, where's my spirituality? Where is God? It's here. It's in my elbow or something. No. You just have to know that you're God and that you're whole and complete and perfect. So what else do we have to know about ourselves? Worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and we matter. Let's do the matter dance. I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I really, really matter. So let's talk a minute about things that we want in life, and we want these demonstrations. People come into religious science because usually they have a problem. They also come into religious science because somebody has told them that it's a mystical, magical thing, and all you have to do is think this, this, and this, and something will come into your life. How many people here have been thinking this, this, and this, and it hasn't come into your life? And it won't come into your life. The mind is very powerful. And yes, it's always done unto you as you believe. It's always, a man becomes what he thinks about all day long. But the basis of that has to come from this thing called love, this thing called joy, this thing called happiness. You can't be a mean, vicious person and think good thoughts and expect them to come true. It will not happen for you. And if it does happen, it will not stay in your life. The whole idea of this teaching is to give you peace of mind, so that when you reach 92 years of age, you have a peace that you have achieved something and that you see life the way it truly is and not the way the world wants to present it to you. What do I mean, see the world the way it really is? You must see all the love that abounds everywhere and allow people to be who they are, and you allow yourself to be who you are. But love, people think, means, oh, they have to love me. And what do most people do in any relationship? Milo, they try to change the other person. What did you get involved in that relationship for if you wanted to change the other person? You say, change yourself. Anything that you want in life comes to you when you become it. You must become love, you must become money, you must become prosperity, you must become a loving person if you want a loving person to come into your life. So, we look always to ourselves. And many people get that wrong. People come into metaphysics and they think, oh, it's a mystical, magical thing, and it's an Aladdin's lamp that I can rub, and this genie's going to pop up and give me everything that I want. You can become very wealthy using this technique, but it is not a get-rich-quick scheme. You have to change your thinking about yourself, not about the world. We don't live in the world. The world is always going to be unfair. Always going to be unfair. You'll never be able to figure the world out. But you can figure out your consciousness and move it up to a spiritual way of looking at things, where everything then is always in balance, always in harmony, and you give up this idea, oh, that's unfair. You see, the world's not fair. You just have to realize that it's not fair. Well, I was better for that job than that other person. Yes, but they got, well, that's not fair. Well, it's not fair, but they got the job. You see, you remain calm, cool, collected, and poised. The job will come to you. A better job will come. Things will happen. But you have to realize that this thing we call God knows what you want before you ask for it. Knows what you want, you see. We are efforting all the time instead of realizing that it gives the Father great pleasure to give you the kingdom. Start to accept the kingdom. Start to let things into your life. And you do that with this feeling of love. And you do that also with joy. This thing called joy and love and so forth, they're all within inside of you. And we're always out there looking for it. And I'll be happy when this happens and when that happens. When da, 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 da. No. You just have to make up your mind to be filled with joy and to be filled with happiness now. There's no other moment to do this. You have to do it in the present moment. And nothing will make you happy but yourself. You know, you can have tons of money. You can have everything you want and still not be happy. I knew tons of people that had everything they want and they still weren't happy. So the idea in life is to be happy. The idea in life is to have a peaceful mind so that it is not gnawing at you all the time. So that you can say, "Ah, I accept myself just the way I am. I know that I am a full expression of God. And because I'm a full expression of God, I can bring wonderful things into my life." Then ask for that and let it go. You know, somebody the other day called me on the telephone and they said, "Well, how many times should I do that?" I said, "God's intelligent and God's not deaf, not a moron. You don't have to keep asking and asking and asking. You ask once and know that it's done." You say, you ask once and know that it's done. Then you go about your business in your own consciousness and you collect things to build that consciousness up. You don't sit there waiting for this lightning bolt to come to you. You get up, move your feet, and look around and see, this means, and put the pieces together yourself. Put them together yourself. But start with the idea that you are a full expression of God, that you are love, and that love will draw things to you, will draw things to you. But what do we do most of our day? We live in some type of fear. We negate this all the time. You can't have negation going on in your mind and expect to make a demonstration. You see, all miracles are instantaneous at the moment of belief. All miracles are instantaneous at the moment of belief. You must bring your mind to that belief. God will not do that for you. Why will God not do that for you? Because God and you are one and the same things, and God doesn't have that problem. You have that problem. So you have to remove that from your consciousness, and that's up to you. It's like weeding a garden. If you don't weed your garden, do you think those flowers are going to keep growing? No, the weeds are going to choke them out. And that's what we allow all these little worries, all these little confusions, all these little mental tricks that we allow the mind to play on us. It's just weeds growing in your mental garden. Weed your garden and weed it daily. Get rid of those things. Don't let your mind dwell on that. Pull them. Throw them out. And say, everything will turn out right. You have to know that. You have to know that your life is unfolding in a divine right order. That things are coming to you. And that they will continue to come to you. It's when you start to know that this thing called love is inside of you, you do not have to look for it. It's an intrinsic thing that you came to this plane of action with, but you allowed your mind to talk you out of it. You allowed your mind to talk you out of it. Now I'm going to tell you one little thing, a little mistake that we make. Since we say that this is a mental world we live in, and that is absolutely true, we're always trying to fix and make a demonstration in the mental world. Demonstrations do not come from the mental world, they come from the spiritual world, and you must move up to a different plane of action. You must move up in consciousness to a different plane of action. And then that demonstration will drop onto this plane. Everything you want is already there. You must now let it drop down to you. And you do that by knowing that you're a full expression of God's love. do that as many times as you can. Run that through your mind and let your mind figure out exactly what that means till you come to an aha moment and you realize, oh my goodness, I can't be anything else. There is nothing else to be. You have to be that. Make sense? You see? So give yourself a break. Paula is always saying this, that, and the other thing, and I say to her, this is a very simple teaching. It's a very simple teaching. But the mind wants to make it complicated all the time. You want to make it complicated. You think, well, it can't be that simple. You know, it is. It is that simple. It may not be simplistic, but it's simple. Once you know that you're a full expression of God's love, once you stay in that vibration of love, you draw things to you. And you draw, put power. That puts power into your affirmation. That puts power into your demonstration. You see? So love yourself. That's how it's done. With love. Always love, 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 love. You see? So, this month, it's about joy. Of course, I get off onto this love thing because I found this affirmation when I was in Tucson, you see. And it's absolutely amazing. What I'm looking for is always looking for me. So I had to go to Tucson to find it, but there it was. In the midst of all the other stuff that was going on, in the midst of all that dysfunction and so forth, it's going on. And I've told you before about my cousin. I stay with her. That's the daughter. There, her and her husband are into the stock market. That's all they do. I mean, television's all over the house. They're playing the stock market all day long. Well, I'm not one bit interested in it, so I sit and read most of the time. Now, they're excited about that. But that's their world, you see. Remember, in my father's house, there are many mansions. That's the mansion they're living in. I don't want to live in that mansion. Well, I do think, thank goodness, that they do the stock market, and thank God they have money because they share it with me. They take me to wonderful places. They took me to the Ritz-Carlton. They take me to Ventura. They take me all over to these fancy places, and they pay, and I'm delighted, and I call that prosperity and abundance. So I don't knock them for that. But we want to not to grow to be 92 years old and have a problem. You see, we should never have problems. When a problem comes in front of you, you must know that you have the power to immediately get rid of it. Because you're a full expression of God. And God does not have problems. So the problem has to evaporate right in front of you. But you start to worry about it. You start to do worldly things and you start to figure it out on this plane of action. And then it stays on this plane of action and you cannot figure it out. This world is not going to give you the answer to anything. It's not going to give you the answer to anything. So move your mind up in consciousness to a different way of looking at things. Start to think God thoughts after it. Ask yourself, how would God handle this? How would God handle this? If you knew that God shows no favorites, that God only is unconditional love, that harmony and balance must always come into the picture, and it must always be done to the best of all those concerned. Now you're starting to think like a God, you see, instead of like a human being, which you think you are. You are not a human being. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. Having a human experience. So, know that you're a full expression of this thing called God. All right, I have some cards. Love is a state of being, not a state of feeling. A state of being. Just be love. Just be love. And see the difference that that brings into your life. I use this affirmation. I'm a full expression of God. The whole time I was in Phoenix, And I'm telling you, it made all the difference in the world. It made all the difference in the world, and I intend to use it until I can completely absorb that statement and absolutely believe it. You see, it's all right for us to theorize and to say all these different things, but you must always become. You must always become what you're talking about. Otherwise, it just stays out here in an intellectual type thing. You must become these things. So you must become God. You must become God. Many people, myself included, believe that energy can neither be created nor destroyed. And that when I make my transition, when I leave this body, I must go somewhere. Well, where do I go? I go back into the mind of God. So if I know that now, that I go back into the mind of God, why do you want to wait till you're dead to know those things? Why are so many people waiting to meet God when they die, instead of meeting God right here and right now? Who said you have to die to meet God? That's one of the biggest lies that these institutions, these brand name churches, have perpetuated on all of us. You see, my friend Doug the Baptist absolutely believes that he's suffering so on this plane of action that when he dies, he'll have a better place in heaven because of all the suffering he's going through. Now, is that not idiotic? You know, I love the boy, but he's an idiot. Yeah. Why would you do that to yourself? And if you have that idea, aren't you going to make yourself suffer more so you can have a higher station? I know. August grew up a Catholic. When I was a child, what I knew about Catholics was that they would always have thought that they had would always have a higher station in heaven than any other Christian group. Do they still teach that one? No. See, now that's idiotic too, because God shows no favorites. We're all the same. We are all the same. God shows no favorites whatsoever. Know that. And that's how you learn to start loving yourself, when you realize that you are not better than and you are not less than anybody. You just are. You just are what? A full expression of God. A full expression of God. Surrender to the prevalent circumstances in your life instead of trying to change them. That's that whole idea that of loving what is in front of you. And that was by Baron Katie wrote a book, Loving What Is. And you must love what is. When you love what is, it changes. If you don't love what is, it stays the same. It's that what you persist or resist persists. Anytime you're pushing against something, it'll push back at you. And it'll stay in your life. Don't push anything. Just accept it and love it. It'll go away. Go down the road to somebody else and bother them. Don't do that to yourself. Separate yourself from your ego and realize that you are the spectator of the thinking. Remember, become a witness to your own thinking. You are the spectator of the thinking. A young man that I do telephone consultations with who lives in New Jersey, I talked to him last night. It was Wednesday night. And I said, how did your Easter go? So I had a wonderful time, but he said, you know, I almost got caught with my mother. His mother lives in Italy. And with the time difference and all, and he kept trying to call her. And his cell phone wouldn't work, and she had hers off. So she finally called and left a message. What's wrong, Johnny? Have you forgotten Mommy? Did you forget that it's Easter? And he said, I could just see myself getting furious. But he said, I caught my mind and said, oh, no, I'm not going to do that to myself. And then he called his mother and said, "Mother, I've been trying to get you." Well, she plays bridge. She was at a bridge club on Easter after she went to church, and she turned her phone off. And he kept trying to, so she thought he had forgotten her. Now, why am I telling that story? Because he was able to catch his mind right away and not get angry with his mother. You see? He didn't take it personally. But on the other hand, she immediately went in, "He doesn't love me because he hasn't called." And her mind took her into that manipulative thing of, "Have you forgotten mommy?" You see? It's all done with our minds. It's all done with our minds. Although we are spiritual beings and we want to move up into this spiritual world, we live in a mental world, and we have to know that we live in this mental world, and we have to be able to figure out what our mind is doing to us. Nothing on the outside of life is doing anything to you. You are doing it to yourself. You are where you are in life because of what you are. What you are in consciousness. You are where you are in life because of what you are. What you are in consciousness. Change your consciousness. Change your life. Learn that you are a full expression of God. That love is inside of you. That joy is inside of you. That everything that you want is inside of you. Take full responsibility for that without any shame, guilt, and all the other things that you want to put on yourself, and say, "Look, I can do this. I am using the mind of God, and that mind knows exactly how to do it for me." And it's wonderful, and so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.